A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hour starting now.
It is 8 o'clock, the hour we go more in depth on the biggest stories of the day. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Utah is almost ready to ramp up COVID-19 testing, and Larry David has a public service announcement.
The coronavirus, a special hour on Utah's morning news.
The latest on the coronavirus to begin this hour. New COVID-19 testing machines are on the way to Utah, where the goal is to test up to 7,000 people per day.
The coronavirus. Our live team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's Mary Richards. Mary?
Amanda, these new testing machines are going to allow Utah to get closer to that daily testing goal. They are from Abbott Laboratories, and the FDA just approved them on Friday. In fact, they're being shipped around the country starting today. So these tests can deliver results in as little as 5 minutes using that same technology as rapid flu tests. Governor Herbert has said that testing is the biggest challenge for our state, but it is also the solution. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
It's been a very busy 3 weeks for Pure Maintenance. Company owner Brandon Adams says their dry fog technology can purify homes and buildings of COVID-19.
Coronavirus is an enveloped virus, which is actually really low on the spectrum of things that are easy to kill.
He says many household cleaners can actually kill the virus, but it's difficult to make sure you have actually disinfected all of the contact spots found in your home or business.
A big donation to help those fighting the virus is coming from the hardware chain Harbor Freight. Spokesman Craig Hoffman says they're giving their whole inventory of personal protective equipment to hospitals across the country.
The gloves, the N95 masks, and the face shields that our medical personnel really need. And we realize these are products that we sell every day.
Hoffman says they're distributing 44 million gloves, 200,000 masks, and tens of thousands of face shields.
Bravo to Harbor Freight, one of the many companies that are stepping up right now. Some social media influencers with connections to our state are taking some heat for hopping into an RV and leaving New York City when they were supposed to be self-quarantined. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with their story. John.
Yeah, Tim, influencer and parenting blogger Naomi Davis is catching heat on social media from some of her nearly 500,000 followers on Instagram. The Utah native has been living in New York City with her husband and 5 kids, but recently posted an announcement saying that they were packing up an RV and heading back west. Well, the move has understandably drawn some criticism. One follower commented, "I can only imagine what it must be like to try and contain 5 kids in an apartment, but this is a pretty thoughtless decision." It comes after a domestic travel advisory was put in place on Saturday for New York, which asked residents to refrain from non-essential domestic travel for 14 days, effective immediately. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Utah Jazz star Rudy Gobert is working out again. He was the first NBA player to test positive for the coronavirus back on March 11th. It shut down most sports across the U.S. almost immediately. Recently, he was cleared of the virus. Yesterday, he posted a photo and video of himself on Instagram working out again. Donovan Mitchell also tested positive but never had symptoms. He continues to practice social distancing.
Congress gets ready to respond again. KSL's top national stories now. Sean Michael Lyle, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, another coronavirus stimulus bill is in the works. President Trump focusing on infrastructure.
I'm suggesting $2 trillion. We redo our roads, our highways, our bridges.
He says with interest rates near zero, now's the time to fund projects. House Speaker Pelosi agrees another bill is needed and is offering a list of social programs to support workers and low-income households. Payroll processor ADP reports 27,000 jobs are lost in March. Small business lost 90,000 workers, but large companies continue to add employees. However, they admit the report reflects only the start of the coronavirus economic crisis. Japan is banning travelers from 69 countries to limit exposure. The U.S., Canada, China, and South Korea are among them. Japan only has about 3,000 cases, with many of those being passengers from cruise ships. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. And MIT research finds the 6-foot spacing for social distancing is not enough. 27 7 feet between people is needed, they say, to protect against infected air droplets. Dr. Tony Fauci at the White House says that's misleading.
You go way back and go, achoo, and go like that, you might get 27 feet.
He says if somebody sneezes like that, step away. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Coming up on KSL, how about we call it Curb Your Enthusiasm with Larry David. His public service announcement in 2 minutes.
I can't wait. Plus, we'll check your triple team traffic.
Still have that crash on 12th Street west of I-15 in Ogden and 33rd South, 12th West in South Salt Lake. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 8:05.
Get updates and join the conversation about these strange days.
Would you be willing to file a homeschool affidavit?
Drop them out instead of stressing out.
Be connected to Dave and Debbie each day 9 to 11 on KSL News Radio.
We'll take care of you. It's much more than a catchphrase. It's how we make every decision for you, our members. Now, even more than ever, we stand by our promise that we'll take care of you, and we will take care of you. During this time of uncertainty, the health and safety of our members and employees are our top priorities. Golden West has many ways to serve our members who are limiting public contact at this time. All the expert services you've come to expect from Golden West are available through our easy-to-use online banking portal at gwcu.org or on our mobile app 24/7 and absolutely free. Membership applications, a free insurance quote, deposit accounts, and new loans with incredibly low rates can also be open online or over the phone, all from the comfort of your home. And you can rest easy that your funds on deposit are insured by the NCUA. Let's work together to keep our community healthy and safe. Golden West Credit Union.
We'll take care of you.
Donate your car to Charity Hotline. This is Guido. Roger.
Hi, Roger, I'd like to donate my car.
Yeah, good. Leave the keys in it, park it on the street, and we'll send the thug. Tow.
Where's your office?
In New Jersey, where you want it to be.
Well, Roger,
yeah.
I want to make sure my donation helps Utah kidney patients.
It will.
Which ones?
Well, does it matter?
Yes, I want the money to stay in Utah.
And boy, have you got the wrong number.
If you want your car donation to help people here in Utah, turn your car into a kidney car for the National Kidney Foundation of Utah and Idaho. Hi, this is Luz Lewis Perez. Kidney Cars is the Beehive State's number one choice for charity car donation since 1990. When you donate your car to Kidney Cars, funding stays in Utah to help local Utah kidney patients and funds local medical research. Kidney Cars gets donors the highest tax deduction, along with free towing. Visit towcars.org and learn more. That's towcars with a K, like kidney. That's TOWKARS.org.
Hey, if you're just joining us this morning, first of all, thank you for trusting us with the information your family needs right now. Tim and Amanda on KSL. Good news, too, that COVID-19 testing machines are on the way to the state. The state has a goal of testing up to 7,000 people per day. That may be happening before long.
A new public service announcement on coronavirus from the creator of Seinfeld.
I basically want to address the idiots out there, and you know who you are. You're going out. I don't know what you're doing. You're socializing too close. It's not good. You're hurting old people like me. Well, not me. I have nothing to do with you. I'll never see you. But, other old people who might be your relatives. Who the hell knows? But the problem is you're passing up a fantastic opportunity, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to stay in the house, sit on the couch, and watch TV. I don't know how you're passing that up. Well, maybe because you're not that bright, but here it is. Go home, watch TV. That's my advice to you. If you've seen my show, nothing good ever happens going out of the house. You know that. There's just trouble out there. It's not a good place to be. So stay home and don't see anyone, except maybe if there's a plumbing emergency, let the plumber in and then, wipe everything down after he leaves. But that's it. Okay.
And then he just walks off camera. You know, people that love Seinfeld.
That's Larry David, of course.
Yeah, people that love Seinfeld for years gave Jerry Seinfeld, and rightfully so, all the credit in the world. But his writing behind the scenes about a show that meant absolutely nothing.
Nothing, yeah. Larry David's just a genius.
Yeah, so much fun to watch and hear him today as a public service announcement for you here on KSL at 8:09. Let's get another peek at how the roads are doing this morning. If you do have to make your way in, you're one of the essentials. This look brought to you by Mountain America Home Equity Loans, Equal Housing Lender. Andy Farnsworth, take it away.
Well, we're still looking good on the freeway. I-15 and I-215 around the valley have been delay-free. We've only had one crash. It's 33rd South at about 12th West. The traffic is still being affected by it. We've got an injury crash reported now. At 300 West near 30th South, that's going to be in South Salt Lake as well. That I don't have much detail on that other than the location. Eric?
I-15 continues to look good in Utah County. Normal travel times to be had. Northbound from University Avenue and Provo to Point of the Mountain, that's 20 minutes of travel time there. And no problems on Redwood Road heading north out of Saratoga Springs. Heather? Spend family time learning about the Savior with resources from Siegel Book. Come follow me through the Book of Mormon. Offers thought-provoking discussion and activities for all ages. Just $9.99 at Siegel Book. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And how warm do we get today? Let's find out with you, Grant.
56 today with a mix of sun and clouds, some showers tonight, and then more showers tomorrow, 45. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Finally, that sunshine's going to help warm things up a little bit anyway. It's 40 downtown.
So Larry David was saying, just stay home and watch TV.
Yeah.
But if your TV goes out and you have to call the cable guy, you have to let him in, right?
You better.
Wait till we tell you this story about what happened when a woman did just that, coming up on KSL News Radio.
That's next at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks again for riding along with Utah's news station.
Between viruses and earthquakes, March didn't go the way any of us planned. What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and if you've been listening to this station, you probably heard me last month talking about our free furnace promotion. The one where you buy a new Carrier air conditioner and we give you a new Carrier furnace for just the cost to install it, about $400. We only run that promotion during the month of March, but unfortunately, it didn't have the impact that it has in years past. And we all understand why, but that doesn't change the fact that our HVAC install crews still need work. So we decided to extend our free furnace promotion one more month. You have until April 30th to call and schedule a free estimate with one of our HVAC supervisors. They'll explain all of your options and exactly how much you can save on a new furnace and air conditioner. So during the month of April, when you help us keep our guys busy, we're going to make it worth your while. Again, when you have Any Hour Services install a new Carrier air conditioner, we're going to give you a new Carrier furnace for just the cost to install it. About $400. The furnace is free. You just pay the labor. If you think you might be interested, call Any Hour Services at 801-443-7600. 801-443-7600, anyhourservices.com.
It's so green?
Exactly, green.
At the beginning of every year, it's inevitable. You find yourself staring at your lawn and asking yourself the same old question. How am I going to do it this year? Do you really want to do it yourself? The answer?
Stewart's.
And when you get 5 treatments, you get the 6th one free. So who's going to make your lawn green? Stewart's.
Green lawn, weeds gone. StewartsLawn.com.
With Stewart's Lawn Care, you get Utah's number one local lawn care company and a lawn program that comes with a total satisfaction guarantee. If you see weeds or your lawn isn't green enough, send them a text and it's taken care of.
Yeah, let's see a bag of fertilizer do that.
And when you get 5 treatments, you get the 6th one free. So do you really want to do this all by yourself? Want a green lawn? Just log on.
Green lawn, weeds gone.
I'll tell you what would come in very handy with the information your family needs is the KSL News Radio app so that, you know, anytime there was some breaking news, it would alert you on your device. And by the way, that doesn't matter whether it's an Android or an iPhone this morning. Wherever you get your apps, make sure you download it today. Look for the KSL News Radio app. Thanks to our friends at Any Hour Services. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News,
I'm Sherry Preston. The White House warning Americans of the possibility that almost a quarter million people across the country could die from COVID-19 before the pandemic is over. New York still the epicenter. Governor Andrew Cuomo still clamoring for medical supplies, including those life-saving ventilators.
Anyone who says, oh, maybe you don't need that many ventilators. You're saying 30,000 ventilators. You don't need that many. You don't really believe you need that many. You know how you know I really, really believe that number? Because we are paying $25,000 per ventilator, and we are broke. And the last thing I want to do is buy a single ventilator that I don't need.
In New York City, 1,400 police officers have tested positive for the coronavirus. More than 6,000 are out sick, about 17% of the department. Governor Cuomo calling this virus insidious and deadlier for men than women, according to ABC News chief medical correspondent Dr. Jennifer Ashton.
We seem to see a gender difference that men and women are equally likely to become infected, but for every age group, men have twice the risk of death of women, and we're not sure why that is.
Should you be wearing a mask in public? That seems to be today's question.
There is still no official guidance from the Trump administration about whether Americans should wear masks when they go for walks or out for essentials. U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Jerome Adams on ABC's Good Morning America.
Even if you do wear a mask, it can't be at the expense of social distancing. We don't want people to think, hey, I'm going to wear a face covering so it's appropriate for me to go out around other people. The most important thing right now to do is for people to stay at home.
Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
CDC now thinks about a quarter of all those with coronavirus are asymptomatic but can still spread it. Spain reporting a new record of 900 deaths in one day. The Dow is down 759 points on word of those new U.S. coronavirus numbers. You're listening to ABC News.
All right, let's go in depth here. A North Carolina mother who was self-quarantined with her twin baby boy says her entire family was exposed to COVID-19 by their cable guy.
The Spectrum technician came to their house to work and later tested positive, as we hear from reporter Tina Terry with ABC affiliate WSOC-TV in Charlotte.
Emily Beatty has protected her adorable twin baby boys since the day they were born.
They were born at 26 weeks. They spent 3.5 months in the hospital.
She even thought of them when she called Spectrum last week to have her internet service. She says the company assured her that steps were being taken to protect customers from exposure to COVID-19.
They were taking this situation very seriously, and that they were pre-screening their employees and that all of their employees were healthy.
She says the technician arrived and started working outside. Her husband saw him cough briefly while outdoors. Then the tech came inside to quickly finish up before leaving. 4 days later, she says Spectrum called her, saying the tech tested positive for COVID-19.
I just don't feel like they were doing a proper screening. I mean, they sent a technician out to my house that had a cough, and not, you know, 2 days later is he being tested for coronavirus.
In a statement to Channel 9, a spokesperson said, "We immediately contacted the customers recently served by this technician, as well as the tech's coworkers." He said they are taking steps to protect employees and the public, encouraging all techs to take their temperature at home before coming to work, and telling employees who are sick or caring for someone who is sick to stay home. But Beatty says the company should take more proactive measures to protect other families from what she's now enduring.
Not only is it having an impact financially, but I have two babies at home and I need to get to the store to get formula, but I can't leave my house now.
You know, we all need to take a little bit of a deep breath here, because the tendency is to immediately point fingers and blame. And maybe, who knows, even bring legal action in a situation like this. But as we just heard from the health officials leading this battle, you can be asymptomatic for 48 hours and still be spreading the virus before you even know that you have anything wrong. So I don't know how a company or an individual actually, gets around that whole thing. And it's one of the things that has caused the most concern behind the scenes. By the way, speaking of Spectrum, they did not answer a direct question whether they were implementing any changes as a result of this incident. But an interesting story to share with you this morning on the In-Depth at 15 and 45.
8:19, let's get another look at Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America Home Equity Loans, Equal Housing Lender, and back over to you, Andy.
And right now, traffic is still moving fine on I-15 as you head through the Salt Lake Valley. The drive from Point of the Mountain to downtown is still about 20 minutes. There was a crash reported just before you get to the 106 South exit, but I haven't seen any traffic backing up. I'm still trying to find where the crash is itself right now. 201 still clear from West Valley all the way over to I-15. Eric?
We're starting to see a few more cars over on Timpanogos Highway between Alpine, Highland, Cedar Hills area, all the way over to the freeway entrance in Lehigh. I-15 continues to look good in Utah County with no problems. And if you're heading out to Heber City from Provo or Orem, US 189 looks good through Provo Canyon. Heather?
We have another crash in Bountiful. It's on 500 South at 1100 West. So it's west of I-15, but east of Legacy Parkway. I don't think we have any delays in that area yet, but you want to use caution if you're traveling 500 south in that area. I-15 still looks great, though, from Ogden to downtown. Spend family time learning about the Savior with resources from Siegel Book. Come follow me through the Book of Mormon offers thought-provoking discussion and activities for all ages. Just $9.99 at Siegel Book. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. We'll get a little sunshine today, a little less tomorrow, and even a chance of rain toward the end of this 7-day.
Partly cloudy, 56 today. Some showers possible tonight and then more showers tomorrow. It's cooler tomorrow with a high of 45. Mix of sun and clouds Friday. We're up to 52. Partly cloudy Saturday, up to 59. A few more showers late that day. Showers on Sunday and a high of 61. More showers Monday, 57. Clouds, showers Tuesday, 48. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now in Salt Lake City, checking in downtown with some sunshine, 40 degrees. Just want to remind everybody about the Utah coronavirus call-in that is coming up today at its usual time, 12:30 to 1 o'clock. Jeff Kaplan has been doing such a great job of hosting this with specialists in the coronavirus response and members of the governor's coronavirus task force joining along to answer any of your questions. So make sure that you have your questions handy if you've had them for a while. And be ready on the call line at 801-575-8255. The head of the CDC is going to be joining Davin Dujanovic coming up right after the top of the hour. That's a rare get and a chance to get information right from the top of the Center for Disease Control. So look forward to Davin Dujanovic now coming up at the top of the hour.
Depression, anxiety, PTSD, chronic pain, OCD, and other mental health conditions. Seems like no matter what you've tried, it just doesn't seem to work. Imagine what it would be like to have relief from these afflictions. Psychological and neurologic conditions are some of the most misunderstood and yet overtreated conditions the public has ever experienced. There is hope. Maybe it's time to take a different treatment path. It's time to reset your brain and reset your life. Therapy Reset just might be the lifelong answer you've been searching for. Visit ResetUtah.com and see if you're a candidate for ketamine infusion therapy. It stimulates neuron growth and helps brain cells communicate better with each other. What does that do for you? The answer just might surprise you. Visit ResetUtah.com for more information and call today. The consultation is free and the result could be life-changing. Visit ResetUtah.com.
This is Jeff Stout with Fink & McGregor, Mortgages Made Simple. At Fink & McGregor, we do mortgages full-time. That's all we do. We don't sell other goods or services to our customers. We don't share information. We just do mortgages for those who need them. This is not true of banks or credit unions. Banks and credit unions are necessary in this day and age, but not for your mortgage. When you specialize in something, you just do it better. That's why we keep our focus in one place. If you feel like your bank is taking too long, if you feel like they are charging too much, if you feel like they are giving you the runaround, or if you feel like you just don't matter to them, I invite you to try us. You'll be glad you did. Fink & McGregor, Mortgages Made Simple, 801-264-9494. That's 264-9494. Or on the web at finkmcgregor.com. That's finkmcgregor.com.
In case you've forgotten, it's a presidential election year. Details from Sean Michael Lyle at the KSL National News Desk, brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
That's right, Tim. The race is still on for the White House. Bernie Sanders continues his campaign for the Democratic nomination, telling NBC He still hopes to win.
There is a path. It is admittedly a narrow path.
Frontrunner Joe Biden thinks there might not be a Democratic National Convention, at least not a conventional one. He also says the election itself should be changed.
I think we should be looking to all-mail ballots across the board to begin with, because it's an easier way for people to vote.
By statute, the election must be held the first Tuesday after November 1st. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU, Love Where You Bank. A survey of small businesses around the country finds 87% are hurting because of the pandemic. But the Wallet Hub survey also found 79% of business owners think that minimizing the spread of COVID-19 is more important than reopening the economy.
Yeah, because they're moms and dads and brothers and sisters, just like everybody else. KSL Drives Hyundai says they are feeling the impact of the pandemic. Sales in the U.S. were down 43% last month as Americans continue to hunker down.
PC Laptops has been helping raise money and donate items to first responders. The Utah company says they donated 1,000 masks yesterday. They're also encouraging others to donate to the Fight COVID-19 Utah GoFundMe page.
All right, let's take a look at how the money is going out there for those of you with investments. On MarketWatch, the Dow is down 618 points at 21,298. That is 2.75%. The S&P 500 down 80 this hour, a little over 3%, and the NASDAQ is off by 197. That is 2.5% this morning.
Just wanted to mention, coming up on Dave and Dujanovic, a really important interview. The National CDC Director, Dr. Robert Redfield, will be joining Dave and Dujanovic at 9:20. And then, of course, they'll have former HHS Secretary and Utah Governor Mike Leavitt talking with them as well. So an important hour in the 9 o'clock hour on Utah's following Utah's morning news.
Stay with us. We'll get a look at how the roads are doing when we check traffic and weather next.
Can we talk? You live in a house. You depend on your water to drink, warm water to wash your hands with soap for at least 20 seconds, and the bath in. You depend on electricity for lights, cooking, refrigerating, air conditioning, heating, indoor air quality equipment, for dishwashing and clothes. You depend on gas for heat and maybe cooking and drying. And drain lines. How do you feel about your drain lines? They certainly should get on with their job and not allow soapy water to congregate up around your ankles. Your fixtures, faucets, equipment, appliances, and ductwork should all do their jobs. Let's cut to the chase. We are plumbing engineers, sewer scientists, heating and air conditioning physicists, indoor air quality experts, electrical smarty pants, and water heater whisperers. And with an abundance of caution to protect you, your family, and our people, we are at your service. Pandemic or not, Whipple Service Champions here for you. We heard about the pandemic and chose to be part of the solution. Whipple Service Champions. For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
It's the seldom few who make the all-important decision to serve, willing to place themselves in front of a force that wants nothing more than to take your privilege, rights, and life away. To those magnificent few, we say thank you. But then what? Who takes care of them? Who takes care of their families? It is said the strength behind our servicemen and women is their loved ones. In Utah, there's one such organization that believes if you're not taking care of the family, you're not taking care of the veteran. That organization is Operation Bald Eagle, a Utah-based not-for-profit organization caring not just for Utah veterans, but their families as well. To find out more about Operation Bald Eagle and how you can help, visit OperationBaldEagle.org. They served us. Now it's time to serve them. Visit OperationBaldEagle.org.
My savings are gone.
Okay, where were they last?
Here, right before I spent them on that vacation to Aruba.
Weird. Not weird. Not saving now means no money later. For free ways to save, go to FeedThePig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
You may be stuck working at home, but we're not.
We have so much to talk to you about.
Millennials will play a big role.
Right now, freeways are all good to go.
Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
We're streaming 24 hours a day to your Amazon Echo. When you wake up, just say, play KSL News Radio. Get the most important updates on the coronavirus from KSL News Radio.
Here we go at 8:29, Triple Team Traffic, again brought to you by Mountain America Home Equity Loans, equal housing lender. Still quiet out there, although I'm just looking at the off-ramp there at 106 South. Looks like there's a little bit of something going on.
Yeah, it's a crash on the on-ramp. It's blocking the right of the three on-ramp lanes at 106 to northbound 15. We've also got an injury crash out in South Salt Lake. Third West, it's right in front of the DMV. It's blocking the southbound lanes. In fact, they're making people going south have to flip a U-turn and go back north. Eric?
I-15 Utah County is in good shape northbound from Springville and Provo up through American Fork and Lehigh. And Redwood Road also in great shape if you're northbound heading up to the county line. No trouble to that county line and Camp Williams, as well as to the Port of Rockwell turnoff. Heather?
We've got several crashes throughout Weber, Davis, and even Box Elder County. The latest one is on Willard. It's on Main Street heading south at about 700 North, and that Main Street is US 89. And then we're still cleaning up the one in Marriott Slaterville on 12th Street around 3000 West, and another in Bountiful 500 South at 1100 West. The good news is the freeways are traveling at speed. Over the past 22 years, Fieldstone Homes has built over 5,000 homes. Personalize your new home today. Visit fieldstonehomes.com. Fieldstone Homes, Utah's home builder. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, and let's find out how warm we get today. Back over to you, Grant.
Mix of sun and clouds, 56 today. Some showers possible tonight. More showers tomorrow at 45. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 8:30.
It's 40 degrees.
Few surface street crashes affecting drivers this morning. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this half hour, the White House issues a warning.
KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, the White House Coronavirus Task Force is projecting a death toll from the outbreak from 100 to 240,000 Americans. Dr. Deborah Birx hopes, though, for better.
Because that's not assuming 100% of every American does everything that they're supposed to be doing.
But if everyone pitches in, she believes the toll could be much lower. Half the U.S. coronavirus cases, more than half the deaths, are in the New York tri-state area. Mayor Bill de Blasio watched as the U.S. Tennis Center transitioned into a 350-bed hospital.
I'm looking forward to the day when this is going to be a place for tennis again, but in the meantime, I'm inspired by the fact that people are stepping up.
Hospitalizations are now beginning to slow in New York. The United Nations Secretary General calling for a global ceasefire so everyone can focus on the pandemic. Antonio Guterres calls coronavirus the worst crisis since World War II.
We are slowly moving in the right direction, but we need to speed up and we need to do much more.
He fears the pandemic could trigger instability in many countries. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. And today is Census Day. Where you live on April 1st is used to provide federal funding for your community along with congressional representation. One-third of Americans have already completed the online survey. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Let's go in depth here. Not much damage is reported after a major 6.5 earthquake shook central Idaho yesterday. That quake came, of course, 2 weeks after a 5.7 shook us here, centered around Magna and much of northern Utah.
Are those quakes related? Let's ask seismologist Dr. Lucy Jones, who works with the U.S. Geological Survey and Caltech. She joins us live on the KSL Newsline. Is there any relation between these two earthquakes, Doctor?
There's no relationship in time. There's very much a relationship in why they happen. The whole area between the Wasatch Front and the Sierra Nevada in California is being gradually stretched out. And so you have earthquakes at a much slower rate than we do here in Southern California, but you have them. The fact that they're 2 weeks apart looks really much more like random chance. You know, We've gone and tried to study how much one earthquake can trigger another. And because you could look and say, hey, they're only 2 weeks apart. They're only a few hundred miles away. They must be related. Well, earthquakes happen. And so we have to test whether or not they're happening more often than you'd expect by random chance. And we just don't see an effect for one earthquake triggering another beyond about a few times whatever the length of the original fault is. So your Utah earthquake had a fault that was probably about 10 miles across. So we could see a noticeable change out to 30, 40, maybe 50 miles. And this is, of course, much farther away.
Yeah, and of course you follow this much closer than most of us, at least until we had the 5.7, and then we all started paying attention here. But when you look at these apps that people have downloaded, even our KSL News Radio app, and you broaden that area from, you know, within 50 miles or 100 miles of Salt Lake City, you get the idea that this stuff goes on all of the time. We're just not paying attention.
Oh, that's right. Small earthquakes happen all the time, you know. We have a network here in Southern California. If we go more than 12 hours without recording an earthquake, we ring an alarm because there must be something wrong with the system. Now, most of those are really tiny earthquakes, and the rate at which you get them in Utah are lower than California. But, you know, and so the bigger ones are rarer, but it really does appear to just be like a random fluctuation how big an earthquake becomes.
Does our having that 5.7 in Idaho, having the 6.5, does that make us any more or less likely to have a larger one in years to come?
Again, that same sort of distance around it, right around Magna, you know, in Salt Lake City, the chance that you're going to have a bigger one within the next few months, it's dying off with time, but it's actually sort of like the inverse of the way the coronavirus is increasing, right? So it's really slow at the beginning, and then it really piles on. You get the opposite with aftershocks. You get a lot right away, and then you get this really long die-off. And so out for another year or two, you have a very slightly increased chance of having another big one. But not, it doesn't affect the area in between, right? We've still got this limit that it can only affect the area that it moved. So the fact that you added the Idaho earthquake doesn't change your risk in Utah.
All right. And it's not like we need anything else to worry about, but I was kind of curious because of the proximity of this quake in Challis to Yellowstone. And we hear so much about, you know, the caldera there, and Yellowstone always has the earth moving for anybody that's ever visited there in the past. Does it have any relation at all to the Yellowstone geologic activity?
Again, you know, it's 200 miles away, and that's one thing we've really looked for. Can earthquakes trigger movement in volcanoes? And we just don't see it. Sometimes volcanoes, the magma really getting moving sets off some earthquakes, but they're only right at the caldera. It's, you know, stressed as it moves. We just don't see distant volcanoes affecting volcanoes, and you know, it's interesting. Somehow Yellowstone has caught people's imagination because they use that term supervolcano. All that means is that there was once an eruption with a huge amount of magma in it, and that once there was an eruption was 700,000 years ago. So it is an active volcano, but it's not teetering on the edge. That's solely something that's come out of people's fears and media. It's no more dangerous than the, you know, 150 other volcanoes around the United States.
So good to have more understanding. Thank you, Doctor. Dr. Lucy Jones works with the U.S. Geological Survey and Caltech on the KSL Newsline.
Yeah, by the way, the state of Utah is launching a website to answer your questions about earthquakes, too. And KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce has had an eye on it.
Earthquakes.utah.gov has advice about what to do during an earthquake. You know, drop cover and hold on. But what if you want to know about seismic retrofitting your house or how to be better prepared before an emergency? The website's got you covered. Why did the state launch it? There's been a lot of questions from Utahns following this month's quake in Magna, and putting scientific and practical information in one spot, including how to talk to a relative that's still shaken up, as well as links to report damage, could help people while cutting down on all the phone calls. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
And we'll be back with a check of traffic and weather in 2 minutes.
Do you know who your financial advisor is working for? Maybe it's time to find out. New Millennium Group is a registered investment advisory, which means they work for you, and as fiduciaries, are legally bound to serve your best interest above their own. Advisors working for retail banks are held to a suitability standard, meaning their first legal obligation is to protect the interest of the banks they work for, not yours. The team at New Millennium Group is more concerned about protecting your savings than allowing you to risk more than you'd like to in the stock market. It's more important than ever to be in control of your financial life and to have someone by your side who cares about your future as much as you do. If you're not sure who your financial advisor is working for or are feeling unsure about your nest egg, call New Millennium Group today at 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370. Or visit them online at yournewmillenniumgroup.com. That's yournewmillenniumgroup.com. To schedule a phone call or online meeting.
Hey there, homeowners. Have you had that annoying experience of low water pressure in the shower where you hardly had enough pressure to wash the shampoo out of your hair? You know, the same shower you have to yell, "Don't flush the toilet, I'm in the shower." Don't put up with this anymore. Get rid of those old, rusty, corroded pipes and get brand new PEX or copper pipes. Repipe Specialist does repiping unlike anyone else. It's all they do. They've been giving customers great water pressure, clean, clear water, and a pipe leak-free home for over 25 years, all in just 1 to 2 days at half the cost of a plumber with a lifetime guarantee. Everyone deserves great water pressure, and no more getting scalded in the shower or having to see and drink rusty colored water. Call us today for your free in-home estimate. We'll even take 20% off our already low price when you call us today. Repipe Specialists. Call today, 888-583-6988, 888-583-6988, 888-583-6988.
KSL News Time is 8:09. Let's get a look at traffic brought to you by Mountain America Home Equity Loans, Equal Housing Lender. Andy?
Amanda, in the Salt Lake Valley, we've got the crash at 33rd South, 12th West cleaned up. They're still cleaning the one up on southbound 3rd West near 3300 South. It's actually in front of the DMV that's over in that part of South Salt Lake. Southbounders are still being rerouted to get and go back north. They've cleaned up the crash on the 106 South on-ramp to northbound I-15. Eric?
Got a couple of slow-moving vehicles out in the Wasatch Bank, US 40, for instance, northbound going by Jordanell Reservoir and westbound going up to Parley Summit on I-80. I-15 in Utah County, that's looking sharp. Normal travel times from Santa Quinn Payson all the way up through Lehigh to Point of the Mountain. Heather?
Well, KSL traffic trooper let us know that this crash in Willard is due to a cement truck that overturned, and there's cement spilling onto the shoulder. It's on US 89, which is Main Street at 400 North in Willard. The left lane is still open, but the right lane and shoulder are closed. Use caution in that area. And crews still cleaning up a crash in Bountiful on 500 South, 1100 West, but you have good speeds on the major freeways. Thinking about the next steps after a mission? The LDS Business College Returned Missionary Scholarship covers half of your first semester's tuition. Admission is open through April 20th. See you soon at LDS Business College. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. What a gorgeous morning out there. Let's see how long this sunshine will stick around today with Grant Wayman.
We're going to mix of sun and clouds today. High temperatures at 56. Could see some showers this evening, and then more showers possible tomorrow. It's cooler, 45. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now in Salt Lake City, it is 40 downtown.
Coming up in a moment, we'll hear what the Fort Lauderdale mayor had to say as a cruise ship approaches his city's border. That's coming up on KSL News Radio.
Stay with us at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. And thanks again for starting your morning with Tim and Amanda on Utah's news station. All right. So yesterday, truth here, I was rolling around on the ground with the dogs in the house and just, you know, one of those things that maybe you don't notice as you're just walking through the house. But when you get down and dirty with it, it is dirtier than maybe you thought. And a lot of people are doing some spring cleaning right now. Think about bringing our friends from Zero Res out to help you clean things up. Nothing more important than clean right now.
Right. And Zero Res has reduced their things so that they can help as many people as they can. Because as you say, Tim, I mean, normally we want to keep our carpets clean. But right now, especially, Zero Res is lab tested and proven to remove the highest amounts of dirt and soil and bacteria.
And there has been no other cleaner that can clean your home like Zero Res. That's why for 20 years they have become the company that Utah needs most. No-touch protocols, extra steps right now to ensure the health and safety not only of their technicians and customers, but they are ready to clean right now. And they're running at 100%. They want you to know that they're out there and want to clean as many homes as quickly as they can. And, boy, at this price, Amanda, they're going to be pretty busy, I would think.
Oh, they will for sure. So all they're going to do is clean. They're going to reduce their rates to just $25 per room. That's what they're doing. $25 per room. Minimums do apply. So when clean really matters, only Zero Res will do.
$25 per room right now. Visit Zero Res Salt Lake or ZeroResDavisWeber.com to schedule your cleaning.
Yes, Sound Warehouse is open and celebrating over 41 years of rockin' Utah. Things are crazy right now, so Sound Warehouse is making it simple and easy. Through April 11th, save 20% off Sound Warehouse already low prices. Not an item here or there, but everything. The entire store-wide inventory at an amazing 20% off. Car audio, video speakers, amps, and so much more. Salt Lake, 2763 South State. Warham, 1680 North State. Ogden, 28th and Wall. Does not include installation labor. The Warehouse. Sound Warehouse.
There isn't one person the coronavirus hasn't affected. Restaurants and common areas are closed and most employees are working from home. Oh, and don't forget the earthquake. This is Jeff Jr. from Trajan Wealth, and I want you to know that we're here for you and available for any financial questions you may have. We're virtual, and we can help you even over the phone. The stock market sold off very quickly and took many people by surprise. We've been proactive with our clients to help mitigate losses, but understand others may not have been so lucky. Now is not the time to stick your head in the sand. It's a time to take action and work with a local trusted financial firm who has your best interest in mind. So if you have questions or just want to talk, you can do everything from the convenience of your home. Call us. We're here for you and want to help. 801-899-7600. 801-899-7600. Or visit TrajanWealth.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth, an SEC registered investment advisor.
And the news is brought to you by Trajan Wealth.
Just a shout out to all of you that have taken the time this morning. Some old friends, as a matter of fact, checking in on the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line. When you can do so safely, join the conversation here at 57500.
And it's time now for KSL's top national stories.
Are starting to become more solidified on who should come in when they don't feel well.
This is Aaron Katursky in New York, where public hospitals are only testing patients for coronavirus who require hospitalization. The guidance is to stay home and isolate yourself for at least 7 days if you have a fever, a cough, shortness of breath, or a sore throat. Only severe cases should come to the hospital for a test and treatment.
The White House warning that the next month could bring between 100,000 and 240,000 coronavirus deaths in the United States. At the White House this morning, Presidential Counselor Kellyanne Conway said that states are working with FEMA on getting things like personal protective equipment, ventilators, and other essentials.
I think in the regular course of business, states are saying, I need this. Some are getting them, some are not. FEMA is stepping into the breach as well.
Surgeon General Dr. Jerome Adams says the CDC is rethinking its guidelines on wearing a mask. Now it may help, but not at the expense of social distancing. You still need to do that. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
All right, let's go in depth here. And we've heard this story play out several times, but here we go again. Two cruise ships desperately trying to find a place to dock. One of them is carrying dozens of sick passengers, while the passengers deemed healthy are on the other ship.
Fort Lauderdale, Florida Mayor Dean Trantalis spoke with CNN about the issues they're facing as they decide if the boats can dock there.
We are in the midst of a humanitarian crisis here. No one denies that. And John, let's face it, we have sick people there and we have well people. But we have to be able to allow people to step off the ship and to be able to come return to their families, whether they be in Florida, anywhere in this country, or anywhere around the world. But we cannot do it so willy-nilly. We have to be sure that we're taking precautions. There can be no missteps in this process.
Right.
So in Oakland, the port of Oakland, California, what did they do? They systematically removed people from the ships, and those people that were not symptomatic, they were quarantined for 14 days. Those that were symptomatic or suffering from an illness, they were directly given medical assistance. That's what we want here in Fort Lauderdale.
Let me just tell you what Carnival says their plan is here. They say, yes, there are nearly 200 with flu-like symptoms on Zandam, but they say passengers who appear healthy can disembark and go home, would travel home by charter or domestic flights, would self-quarantine once home. Passengers showing flu-like symptoms quarantined on ship for 14 days. Most serious patients medevac flights to local hospitals. So that's not enough for you?
Well, look at what you just said. Allow to self-quarantine. Allow them to go from the port to the airport. What happens in between? What remedy is being sought to be able to ensure that the local population is not going to be infected by a virus that's extremely contagious, that's deadly with no known cure, and you're asking these folks to disembark and be able to go on their way without any supervision? It's all in the honor system. Look, we're not trying to hold these ships back. In fact, we're not holding them out at sea. They're still not here, but they're on the horizon. They're ready to come tomorrow. And yet, we still don't have a plan in place. What is that about? So I'm meeting with the CEO of Holland America today. I'm going to see how I can contribute to the solution. We want these ill people to find immediate medical assistance. We want those people that have been exposed to the virus to be able to, we have to be comfortable knowing that they are being quarantined in such a way that they do not infect the rest of the community.
Boy, tough situation, and obviously governors and mayors are all having to make these decisions, but if you're a port city like Fort Lauderdale, that, you know, it just further complicates those decisions that have to be made.
For sure it does, Tim. The in-depth at 15 and 45.
8:49 means it's time for Triple Team Traffic again this morning, brought to you by Mountain America's Home Equity Loans, equal housing lender. Let's go back to Andy Farnsworth.
And we've got a crash in West Jordan on southbound Redwood Road. It's off to the right, about 7300 south. That's right where all the barrels are out on the road for northbounders on Redwood, so just be careful there. Still have the injury crash third west, 2900 south, although it is now in the cleanup stages. I-15, the 106 south on-ramp crash is gone, and so the freeway looks good. Point of the Mountain to downtown. Heather?
No problems on the freeways throughout Weber and Davis County, but it's the city streets having issues. Cement truck rolled over in Willard. That's on 9 near 400 North. Still dealing with a crash in Marriott Slaterville on 12th Street around 30th West. And Bountiful has a problem if you're on 500 South, 1100 West. Down in Utah County, we are looking good as you make your way from Provo all the way up to the Point of the Mountain. Free sailing there. Durden's Appliance and Mattress in Bountiful is still there for you when you need us. Call or click durdensappliance.com. That's durdensappliance.com. Brands you know at prices you'll love. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. And let's get a look now at that 7-day forecast. Back over to you, Grant.
Big set of clouds, 56. Some showers tonight. More showers tomorrow in 45. And a little break on Friday, 52. More partly cloudy skies on Saturday, 59, with some showers late in the day. More showers Sunday, 61. Showers Monday, 57. Showers Tuesday, 48. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Let's take a look at the current temperature. Right now, downtown, it's 40 degrees.
I just want to give a shout-out to everybody, and this comes from my years of hosting the KSL Greenhouse, probably. But if you want something to do that's going to be therapeutic for you, I'm sure, now that we're officially into spring, that you're lawn and your growing areas like your gardens and your flower beds are probably full of weeds. You want to do something therapeutic? Get out and feel the sunshine today. Take in a little of that vitamin D and get some work done that's going to have to be done sometime in the near future. I think you're all going to feel a little bit better.
That's good advice. You know, just for me, it's walking Molly, just being outside and feeling the air, because you can't stay cooped up in the house.
Yeah.
I get out with Ethan and walk Molly, and I have time with him, and I get to feel the air, and you're right, it's therapeutic.
We're thinking about you out there. Keep your spirits up, everybody. We'll come back, and we'll see what's happening on the markets. Hopefully, we've gained back some of the lost ground from the opening bell at 7:30. We'll check.
Between viruses and earthquakes, March didn't go the way any of us planned. What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and if you've been listening to this station, you probably heard me last month talking about our free furnace promotion. The one where you buy a new Carrier air conditioner and we give you a new Carrier furnace for just the cost to install it, about $400. We only run that promotion during the month of March, but unfortunately, it didn't have the impact that it has in years past. And we all understand why, but that doesn't change the fact that our HVAC install crews still need work. So we decided to extend our free furnace promotion one more month. You have until April 30th to call and schedule a free estimate with one of our HVAC supervisors. They'll explain all of your options and exactly how much you can save on a new furnace and air conditioner. So during the month of April, when you help us keep our guys busy, we're going to make it worth your while. Again, when you have Any Hour Services install a new Carrier air conditioner, we're going to give you a new Carrier furnace for just the cost to install it. About $400. The furnace is free. You just pay the labor. If you think you might be interested, call Any Hour Services at 801-443-7600. 801-443-7600. 443-7600, anyhourservices.com.
Hi, Matt with True Ranch Carpet Cleaning here. Cleaning has become more important than it has ever been. We all have been given great guidelines from the CDC. If your surfaces are dirty, clean them. Cleaning carpeted floors, rugs, upholstery, and tile floors is a great step for all of us to take. We're aware of concerns surrounding COVID-19. We are taking the necessary steps here at True Rents to keep you and our employees safe. If you've been thinking about having your office or home cleaned, or they just need it, call us today. We have amazing specials right now. We will clean four rooms of carpet for only $99. That's four rooms for $99. Call 801-226-6827. 801-226-6827. That's 801-226-6827. We're in this together. Keep things clean. True Rents. Better rents, better clean.
All right, watching Utah's Money brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. The Granite School District is thanking Chick-fil-A Utah this morning. They donated 9,000 sandwiches. The food was given out to students and families picking up lunches at various elementary schools.
KSL Drive, Subaru says it will be extending its production shutdowns. The automaker is struggling to get needed supplies and sales in showrooms have been sluggish.
Walgreens is expanding its on-demand delivery to over 7,000 U.S. stores. Customers can order over-the-counter medications, household essentials, and convenience products through the delivery app Postmates, as well as by visiting the company's website.
Let's take a look at your money at this moment, and the markets are down today. The Dow is down 560. That's 2.5%. We're at 21,191. The S&P is down 75.7. That's just shy of 3%. And the NASDAQ is down 154. That is 2%.
One more quick reminder for everybody that Dave and Dujanovic, the next half hour is going to be a must-listen for you out there as they have what we call a good get, Amanda, with an interview, and that is the head of the CDC who will be joining up to answer people's questions this morning.
And also at 12:30, it is our daily Utah coronavirus call-in. So if you have a question, and I've had so many questions, if you have a question that you can't get answered, you can do it at 12:30 daily. Just call 801-575-8255, and there will be experts standing by to take your call and try and get that question answered.
All right. Debbie's in studio today. Dave from home, and Dave and Dujanovic coming up, of course, at the top of the hour.
Hey, this is Dan, the laptop man from PC Laptops. I know we're going through a lot right now. Many states are quarantining people to their homes so that they have to work remotely. One of the things that's really important is to have a computer that's functioning correctly. One with a good webcam, one that's fast so you can be productive, one that has a good quality screen because you're going to be on this all day remotely. Computer supply has been strained because manufacturing has almost stopped. At PC Laptops, we've secured a limited quantity of laptop and desktop computers that are backed with a lifetime service guarantee. They're available for you right now in limited quantity. The great thing about PC Laptops is this. Once you buy your new computer, if you have any problems or questions, we're here to take care of you. Also, to make it really easy right now, we've arranged with some banks to offer 12-month special financing. Get into PC Laptops right now. Because at PC Laptops, we're here for you and we're in this together. PCLaptops.com.
The most dangerous day for a baby is the first day of life. Those first 24 hours that should be moments of joy take the lives of thousands of babies every day. In fact, every 30 seconds, another child is lost. They die from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. The worst part, it's preventable. For nearly 60 years, Project Hope has been working around the world to save the lives of mothers and babies at risk. Right now, Project Hope is training local healthcare workers to safely deliver and care for babies in those critical first moments of life. Project Hope is delivering medicines and medical supplies to prevent deadly disease, giving precious newborns the healthy start they need to survive and thrive. This tragedy can be stopped. Make sure her first day of life is not her last. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope's efforts to save newborns now, visit projecthope.org.
I'm Brad Keselowski, driver of the number 2 discount tire Ford Mustang. Have you ever been in a hurry to get somewhere?